Hi, good morning. This is Devin Tucker, and this is another installment of Hampton Roads Perspectives. This morning, I'm joined in the studio by two lovely ladies. I've got Mandy Sabo. Did I say it right?
Yes.
Sabo. Perfect. She's the development coordinator for Youth Challenge of Hampton Roads. I've also got Ashley Macklin, who is a graduate of the program. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
So excited to have you here. This is funny, and I'm going to put you on the spot. I came out to get them in the lobby, and there's a little miniature Santa out in the lobby. They're like hugging it, taking pictures with it, taking selfies. I'm like, what are you guys doing? But they're so festive in their little Christmas colors today and whatnot. They're so cute. But ladies, thank you so much for being here today. So we're going to talk about the Youth Challenge of Hampton Roads. First off, what is Youth Challenge of Hampton Roads and what is the mission behind it?
We are a 12-month residential program in Newport News that have helped people who have had their lives devastated by addiction. Our program is for men and women 18 years and older.
That's pretty important. We got to remember that. So 18 years and older for
yes.
men and women.
Yes. Perfect. Our name, even though their name is Youth, it is for 18 and older.
Perfect. Got it. So you say it's also called the Hope Center.
Yes. It's also called the Hope Center.
I feel like I've heard of that as well. So that's the same place?
Yeah, so that's kind of been our nickname for a long time
okay.
since our founding, and it's basically just something we say because we're trying to bring hope and
sure.
to families and people who have been devastated by addiction.
Super cool. Now, when and why was it founded?
It was founded in 1979 by Troy Collier, and he came here because people were reaching out to him and saying, we need a program, there's a lot of people that need help,
mm-hmm.
and he was all about meeting the needs of hurting people, and that's what we continue to do
yeah,
today.
He stepped up and did it.
Yeah.
Very cool. Now, how did you first get involved with Youth Challenge, Mandy?
Yeah, so I came about a year and a half ago, and I initially came with the intention of leaving. I was just going to get some experience for the summer,
mm-hmm.
Started as part-time, but I fell in love with the way that watching people transform and evolve and
it's
grow.
It's rewarding, I'm sure.
It's exciting,
mm-hmm.
and it's a joy, and it's something that, you know, I started off with all these questions, like, how could I help anybody with addiction? You know, I haven't been through that much, and all these doubts were in my head, and
you worry that you don't have enough to offer,
right?
You know, for
right. And then it was this huge shift as I stayed throughout the summer. Like, why would I leave when there are people that need help? Why would I leave when it's incredible to watch people reconnect with their family?
It's when they need you the most. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Now, what are some myths would you say surrounding addiction?
Yeah,
this is probably where Ashley can come in. Ashley,
yeah.
Actually, you know what? Let's circle back around. Ashley, you've got a little bit of a story here. Let's talk to you for a little bit.
Yeah, so I'm 33 years old, and I was addicted to heroin and crack cocaine for 12 years,
mm-hmm.
and my family spent about $100,000 on four different rehabs.
Wow.
I graduated all of the rehabs successfully, but see, after 30 days, see, like, I'm still me, and I'm still stuck with all of my same issues, and I still want to go to all the substances to escape myself.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came to the end of myself, I decided to come to Youth Challenge, which is a 12-month commitment, so much, much longer than a 30-day program. I had lost everything, including most of my family support, and I was absolutely miserable inside my own skin.
Rock bottom.
It was horrible. And so I came into Youth Challenge, and over a 12-month period, you're only allowed to talk to, like, your family members, and everyone else tells you about, like, people, places, and things, and to change those things, but they don't really give you the tools to do that, because
yeah.
after 30 days, you leave, and what do you do,
mm-hmm.
exactly? With all these years of addiction and all the wrong people in your life, you know, it's very difficult for you to change those things. You get bored. You don't always find a job right away.
Mm-hmm.
So after a year of being at Youth Challenge, they helped me to work on my inner issues. It wasn't just about stopping using drugs. It was about changing the way I looked at things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not, instead of doing things for myself to manipulate others and get things that I wanted, it was about doing things for other people, which is what our ministry is all about. It's about helping others and doing things for others. And in the beginning, it was something that I was forced to do as part of the program. And then I ended up finding joy out of doing that. And it gave me something that all the things in the world just could not give me. I was always a spoiled child. I had everything you could ever ask for, everything you could ever want, but that never did anything for me.
Mm-hmm.
It just left me wanting more.
Yeah.
And when I started to do good things for other people, and I got a relationship with the Lord through the program,
mm-hmm.
and learned biblical principles and applied that to my life,
yep.
it gave me a joy and a hope that I'd never had before.
Isn't that amazing?
It is so amazing.
And where are you at today? How are you feeling today?
I am getting ready to be 3 years clean on February 6th.
Yay! Yes. That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So awesome.
And I decided to stay, and I work for the program.
Good for you.
And I've also gotten married through all of this.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Just got married August 12th.
Oh,
and
good
so
for you.
My entire life has changed. I'm actually living my life. I've lived more in the last 3 years of my life than I have for 30 years of my
life.
I'm
so happy to hear that. I just met you, and I'm thrilled for you. That is so exciting to hear. Good for you. So let me just go ahead and hit on this really quick. I know there were only 5 minutes into this, but after that story, someone's got to be listening right now that's struggling with addiction. Immediately that's going, I need help. What would you tell them?
You have to be willing to suffer for a season to get better for the rest of your life.
I'd love to sit here and tell you that
everything's going to be okay as soon as you stop using drugs, but that is not the truth. Mm-hmm. The truth is that you have to put you're already miserable in your addiction. And so if you're miserable in your addiction and you know that continuing to do that is only going to put you in more misery, why not be miserable getting sober and being able to live a healthy rest of your life? If you can wrap your mind around putting yourself in a position to suffer, but for an overall good that'll be better for the rest of your life,
yep.
And you can go through those pains and those trials, then you can overcome anything, because what you're doing is only going to put you in a darker place.
I have goosebumps talking to you right now. I'm serious. Like, your passion is so beautiful. I'm so happy to see where you are, and just you're in your lane, girl. You're doing so good. Good for you.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. So you have to do that, because if you don't and you just think everything's going to be better, it will.
Yeah.
But eventually, mm-hmm. you're going to suffer first.
For sure.
But you're going to get something out of it.
Say it again. What do you say? You got to suffer for a season.
To be better for the rest of your life.
I love that. I love that. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Mandy Sabo, the development coordinator for the Youth Challenge of Hampton Roads. That was also Ashley Macklin, you heard, who is a graduate of the program. Clearly, one of the best people to talk to today. She's got a great story. She's doing well. What would you say are some myths surrounding addiction, you guys? Ashley?
I would say... a lot of people they justify their use. A lot of family members think that it's okay. It's just
because of this, a
rough patch. Oh, they're just trying to get over something.
It's a holiday,
right? And
celebration.
All those justifications. There's an underlying issue mm-hmm. there, and it can get worse based off the person's personality. There are people who can use maybe once a year or something like that, but majority of people who are going to dibble and dabble for a little while, it's going to become a problem.
Yeah.
That needs to be addressed.
Yeah. If, for the people that are just tuning in really quick, Mandy, explain again what the Youth Challenge of Hampton Roads is and what the mission is.
Yeah. So Youth Challenge is a 12-month residential program for drug and alcohol recovery. And our mission is to restore lives and help people who've been devastated by addiction.
What does it take for someone to get clean? It's probably a 20-step process maybe, but what would you say it takes for someone to get clean?
I think that they need to deal with the underlying issues, because ultimately, as addicts, we're just going to the substances to remove ourselves from whatever it is that we're feeling. Mm-hmm. And so stopping using that substance is one thing, but dealing with why you want to use in the first place. So, you know, they really need to focus on what is it that I'm doing, or what is it that I'm feeling that I'm trying to escape, and deal with those underlying issues, because the substance is just an escape.
Yeah.
It's like a coping mechanism
sure.
for what you're doing. And mm-hmm. so trying to figure out, why do I want to do this, and what is it, and trying to identify the feelings of what makes you want to do that.
The rooted issue, yeah, for
yeah.
sure. Now, how is Youth Challenge program set up in structure and length?
Yeah, so like I said, we're 12 months residential. We do have a non-residential program, but predominantly we've always specialized in the 12-month. And it is set up in three phases. So your first 5 months, you focus on yourself and getting things straight. And then the second phase is the next 5 months, and you focus on a little bit more. You get a little more responsibility. Your studies change a little bit to more specifically you, and kind of deal with some of the underlying issues that Ashley was talking about,
mm-hmm.
Kind of working through that spiritually, mentally, and it's our curriculum is actually really unique, because it is developed per person.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's exactly for you and where you're
is
at.
Is that what you would say would make you guys different from other rehabs?
Yeah, I mean that, but there's a lot of other things. Like, we get this family program that we do, and it's our family enrichment. And basically we bring the families in once a month, and we have a counseling center that comes, helps us. And we talk about enabling or you know, manipulation, things like that, that the family, because the family's going through something too.
Yeah,
and a
absolutely.
Lot of people, you know, the family's involved, but having that time where they get to kind of get educated on this is how you respond to this, mm-hmm. because, I mean, you can't really set someone up to be prepared for that in any way. It's just kind of learning how to cope and be a healthy boundaries, all that sort of stuff. You need to be a support system that's not enabling, and there's just not a lot of education on that.
What have you seen as a result of successful recoveries?
Oh my gosh, it's crazy. You get to see moms become better moms again. You know what I mean? They are, even some people weren't even there, and dads, they get to see their kids that they've never gotten to see, and they get to be that person for once in their life. And you get to see someone comes in and they come in all broken, and you can almost see in their posture. I mean, I don't even have to interact with them a lot. You can see in their posture. They're broken. They're chained down. There's this.
They've given up.
They've given up. It's like they think their life is over. But I mean, if there's breath in their lungs, there's hope, because there have been people that I talk to them and they're like, everybody thought I was not going to make it. I was not going to survive. Even ask Ashley. She said the difference was life and death for this program for her.
You know what I mean?
And then they come out and they are thriving, and they're not just living their life. They're enjoying life to the fullest, because that's something they didn't get to do before. And it's not necessarily making up for lost time, but it's getting to enjoy every single breath, and they want to help the person behind them. I always tell people, every healthy and excited graduate I've seen, they don't just want to live their life. They want to help somebody else and the guy behind them.
That's so incredible. What a cool place. Now, in what way have you seen the community come together to support addiction and recovery?
Yeah, we've had a lot of community support. We're always looking for more, because there are still people that don't know about us. And we've been around for almost 40 years.
Wow.
That's crazy. People
That's what
see...
we're here for today, girl.
Yes.
We're getting the word out. You're going to know about this place, whether or not you want to.
Yes. And I mean, that's the thing. There's been people that come alongside us, and they, let's say it's a plumber that's helping us, you know, in our building, or someone who does flooring, they come and help us in that way. There's people that, churches that have come alongside and helped with someone's tuition. So tuition assistance, that's huge. You know, things like that, just ways they get involved, like coming to our events, inviting us to stuff. I mean, there's a lot of ways that the community has just embraced us with open arms, but we still have a long way to go.
What would you say that Youth Challenge of Hampton Roads needs the most right now?
Honestly, financial support.
Sure.
I mean, prayers, like that's always huge too, because the community, to think you're not affected by addiction is crazy. And that's something that my eyes was really open to, coming from no background with addiction. It's naive to think that you're not affected, because 1 in 3 families are affected by addiction. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Everybody has more than 3 people in their life.
Sure.
Someone in your life is going through addiction.
Yep.
And that stigma and that shame, it needs to end. And I think one of my favorite quotes, like after studying stuff in addiction, it's just, the opposite of addiction is not sobriety, it's community, and it's the connection. You know what I mean? And to do that, we need to be, you know, we call it a war on addiction, but we need to be opening our arms with like love and having any sort of organization or community or even person or family come alongside us. You don't know what that does to someone. That encourages them, because this people have been putting them down their whole lives and treating them like trash. And when anybody gets connected in any sort of way, It's
incredible. Yeah,
it's
incredible. I'm sure. Yeah. So what are some of the ways that the community can help you guys? Like, I know we'll touch on this a little bit more before the end of the interview, but like someone that's listening now, that's like, I'm ready to help. I want to donate. I want to volunteer. What would you tell them?
Go online. We have a Facebook page, Youth Challenge of Hampton Roads. And it's, you can find us on Facebook. You can see our pictures. You can send us a message. Our other website is youthchallengehope.org. And that has a donate button. It has information about the program.
And the website again was what?
YouthChallengeHope.org.
YouthChallengeHope.org. So yeah, go check that out. If you're just tuning in, that was Mandy Sabo, the development coordinator for Youth Challenge of Hampton Roads, a very, very cool organization we're talking about today. We've also got Ashley Macklin, who is a graduate of the program. Ashley, you are just, your story today is super, like, it's inspiring, and I love having you here to talk about this. Tell me a little bit more. We kind of hit on this a little bit earlier, but tell me a little bit more how your life has changed since completing this program.
So before I came to Youth Challenge, I had only been sober for 6 weeks, despite all the programs that I went through, which were 4.
Mm-hmm.
So since I went through Youth Challenge, I've been clean almost 3 years, and I have my life back. I felt a sense of shame and hopelessness. All the other programs, I felt like I couldn't get my life back. And I was in my early 20s at this point. And I just felt like I just couldn't. I had lost so much because I was identifying my life with things, which has been a problem for me my whole life.
Yeah.
identifying happiness in things.
Yeah.
And now I have the least amount of physical possessions I have ever had in my entire life. However, I live a more fulfilled and joyful life. Happiness is based off of circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Joy is based off of finding something good out of everything that you go through and learning and growing through what you're going through.
Yeah.
In this life, we're going to have trials and troubles and all of those things. It's all about finding something good out of it, putting all your energy into finding good things instead of focusing on the negative, because the truth is that whatever it is, it isn't going to change. You know, the only thing that we can do is we can focus on how we view it, how we see it. And that's what this program has done for me. I can find good things in anything bad I'm going through. And that right there changes my outlook, my perception, and the way I feel about what I'm going through.
Yeah.
Because the way that we look at it is really going to be our reality.
What is that quote really quick? They say life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how we react to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that kind of applies to that. I didn't mean to interrupt you on that, but what would you say is one of your biggest takeaways since working with addiction, you guys? Like, what would you say is one of your biggest takeaways?
I think that the person has to be willing, because this is, without a doubt, the hardest thing that an addict is ever going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's about change. And changing any habit for anyone is difficult.
Yep.
But a life-altering one, it can hinder your life. I mean, this could be life or death decisions.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the people people that are suffering with this addiction, they're going to have to change. And that can be really, really scary.
Yeah. For sure.
To do that, and very, very difficult, but that it can be done and that anyone can do it, but they have to be willing. Family cannot save you. My family tried. They went broke trying to save me. I had to do the work, because it's the hardest thing you'll ever do.
Yeah.
And so if you yourself are not willing and ready to go through it, then you know, no one can help you but you, because it is going to be the hardest thing that you've ever done.
What about someone that says, you know, I'm willing to do this, but I don't want to go through this alone?
I think family support is 100% welcome and necessary, because having something to live for in the beginning stages of recovery, feeling like there's a reason. A lot of people who are in addiction and don't have anyone feel like, well, get my life together for what?
Yeah.
You know, like there's no one there for me. I think support is good, but enabling and support are very different.
Yeah.
You know, and handing someone money while they're off in their mess is not the same thing as helping them in a program. And, you know, support doesn't mean necessarily financial from family. It can be your love, your time, your energy, you know, sacrificing the time to come and visit and to spend time with people. A lot of times addicts, you know, we want quick fixes and things like that. And we think, depending on how we were raised, we think that things, and when you buy me things, that shows love. But that's not always the case.
Yeah.
You know, showing your attention.
There's different love languages.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's a good
right.
book, by the way. If
it's
you haven't read
great
it,
book.
It'll change your life, I'm telling you what. Now, what is the capacity for the men and women's home, Randy?
Yeah, so there are 32 beds available. Right now we're about 20-ish.
Okay.
And then 14 for the women's home. So, and we're about at 5.
And I hate to ask this, but I guess it's the reality. What do you guys do if you ever hit capacity? I mean, you hate to turn anybody away.
I mean, right. We haven't had that problem yet, honestly,
okay,
just because it fluctuates so much.
Sure.
You know what I mean? People come in at different times.
Right.
So it's not like some sort of schedule. It's like when their court date's up or when they feel like they get to their breaking point. It's on their time. So luckily it fluctuates enough. But if that were ever the case, we'd make it work. Because
what would you tell someone who has a loved one that's, you know, got an addiction? What would you tell them?
Don't give up on them. You know, like I said, if there's breath in their lungs, like there's still hope. There's so many people. There's one girl in our program that overdosed 7 times.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like there's a plan for their life, and like God's obviously has his hand over her, because I mean, there would be no other way. There are people that have been at rock bottom before, and people are like, oh, I just don't see a way out, or I just, there's no way I could get better. And it's not true. Like, you always can.
What about you, Ashley? What would you tell someone that's got a loved one that's dealing with addiction? I mean, anything from you, anything different?
I would say that the loved one needs to, you know, should support them, but that the loved one can't force them into recovery because it isn't going to work.
Yeah.
My family forced me into recovery 4 times.
Yeah, I feel like that's just such a hard way to.
But it doesn't work, though, because it's so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And are they getting clean for the right reasons?
Right.
Is it just to suffice the family? Is it just for their support? I got clean twice just for my family support.
You have to fully be ready and want to do it for you.
You do.
You have to.
Yeah, so I think sometimes, and this is going to be very difficult for a family member to swallow, but sometimes you got to let them go.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to let them fall, because when my family was the least involved, it was when I realized how bad I really was. It was like I couldn't even wrap my mind around how bad I was, because they were constantly saving me from my own faults.
Wow.
And so once my family completely let go, I had no support in jail. I had no financial support. I was on the streets, and my family would not help me. And that was when I sought out help for myself. And as hard as that's going to be for a family member to understand, sometimes they have to let them go.
Yeah.
I'm not saying right off the bat.
Right.
But if they've tried before and you continue to enable and help them in a way that you think is loving, you could actually be hurting their recovery.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Mandy Sabo, the development coordinator with Youth Challenge of Hampton Roads. That was also Ashley Macklin, you heard, who is a graduate of the program. Really great story that she's got, that we've got to hear today. Now, we've got about 5 minutes here. You guys are doing great. How can they get into the Youth Challenge?
Yeah, so they have to want it, like we said. So they really need to send in an application, and they can either write that and send it into our address, which is 24. That's our number. Sorry.
That's okay. Do we know the address?
Yes.
Yeah, go for it.
It's 34th Street. Hold on.
It's 332. 332 34th Street,
Newport News, Virginia.
Say it one more time.
332 34th Street, Newport News, Virginia.
Just want to make sure we got that in there. Perfect. And then what type of classes does the Youth Challenge teach? Just kind of so we kind of get a heads up as to what we would be learning.
Yeah, our curriculum is really unique because it takes the 12-step method and mixes it with Bible principles. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's really individualized. Once you get into the program, you can kind of identify and isolate what some of the things an individual is dealing with. And then our academic director, John Paul, takes that and he assigns them books and readings and sermons. And they work through a lot of that. And there's certain homework and stuff, but it is very individualized as you go on in the program.
And we are kind of just finishing up with the questions here, but what I'll do just for someone that might be tuning in, kind of on the tail end of this, one more time, tell me what Youth Challenge is and what is the mission?
Youth Challenge is a 12-month residential program that gives hope to people who are in addiction, who have had lives devastated by drug or alcohol addictions, and we're also nicknamed the Hope Center.
Very cool. What I'll let you do now is, I mean, those are all my questions. What I want you both to do, Mandy and Ashley, is just take the floor here and just anything you want the listeners to know last minute about Youth Challenge.
I want to go back to that question about what's something you've taken away since working with addiction.
Yeah.
I kind of told you that my story is I was kind of naive to the whole thing, thinking mm-hmm. I wasn't super affected by it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's a myth and that's a lie. But I do think, too, there was a moment where I meet people like Ashley, and you get close and you realize, like, that could have just easily been me. Could have just as easily been me.
Yeah.
And it's not. I think sometimes people think that people in addiction are just, they just have a lack of self-control.
Oh, they're below us. Oh, yeah.
Below us or something like that. And that tears me up. Like, that makes me mad now because to look at these people, like, I mean, you wouldn't look at Ashley in the midst of her addiction and be like, oh, that is a beautiful, awesome, inspirational person. Like, you don't know someone's potential when they're at their lowest, and it's so unfair to kind of hold them to that. So I think it's really just, we have to have the humility to admit that could have just as easily been me. And every single person has their own struggles, but how many people are going to take 12 months out of their life to get them straight,
Yeah.
These are amazing people that just need a little help, and that's something that I hope that people really understand.
Ashley, any last words for any addicts out there?
I just want to say that Youth Challenge was an absolute game changer for my life, mm-hmm. and it gave me a hope and a joy to live my life fully. And that I'm the oldest I've been trying to get sober mm-hmm. and had the most hope I've ever had. And, it's like once you wrap your mind around getting your life together, it's never too late. It doesn't matter how old you are or what you've lost or any of that, because once you get your life together, things will start to change and your life will be restored.
Oh, yeah.
And so no matter how far you're out there, trust me when I say I have done just about everything. I have almost died several times. I looked terrible. If you saw pictures of me in my active addiction, you would not believe that I am who I am today. And so I just say that to say I'm not someone who just occasionally used drugs. It consumed my life for 12 years. I've lost, I went from making $65,000 a year to being homeless on the streets, not knowing where I was going to lay my head, and almost having drugs take my life away from me. And yet here I am today. I have a car, my license, I've gotten married. I
see that rock on your finger, girl.
Yes. I have a house with my husband.
My loves you.
I have all of my family support, and I, like I said, I've done more things in 3 years than I have in 30 because I'm living my life. I'm doing positive things, and I feel good about myself and my choices and my decisions. And, you know, no matter what it is that you're going through, trust me when I tell you it is not too late and you can get your life together. You just have to want it.
You are an inspiration, and congratulations on your recovery.
Thank you.
Really awesome. Let's give out the website one more time for Youth Challenge of Hampton Roads. We'll end on that.
Yep. It's youthchallengehope.org.
Give it to me one more time. Just go youthhopechallenge.org.
Yeah. Okay. It's youthchallengehope.org.
Youthchallengehope.org?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect.